So I love that last thought for us to maybe hold up tonight. You are not far from the kingdom of God. Some might read that as a condemnation. In other words, you're not there yet. I would read it as, if the Lord said that to me, I would be happier than anything in the world. I'm not far from the kingdom of God. So that's what we're thinking about tonight. What we have here in this two scripture readings from Deuteronomy and from Mark is a reflection on something that was experienced at the time of Jesus by the Jew. They had some 613 regulations, laws, dietary practices, things that they were absolute about and must uphold as part of their very rich tradition. But it began with that first reading that we read tonight from Deuteronomy. Moses goes up to the mountain. He receives the great law to love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength. The great Shema. And then given the Torah, the great practice of faith. And around that Torah, 613 regulations. So it seems to me that it makes a lot of sense that some poor guy came up to Jesus, having heard and having seen what he did, and say, Lord, can you make some sense out of this? Can you simplify it? Can you make it a little bit more understanding? So what does Jesus do? Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ takes the two great commands, not just the Shema, not just the love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, but he takes also from Leviticus, the second command, and joins them into the one great command, to love yourself, my brothers and sisters. If you've got a sour look on your face, it's probably because you don't love yourself. And because you don't love yourself, you're not going to be a nice partner for dinner tonight. I can tell you that. So it's in that love that we have for ourselves that it then flows over into our lives, into our hearts, into the people we live with. So I'm going to ask you to hold this for just a second. I found something with John Shea a couple of days ago that I just want to read that I think really kind of says it best of all. John lives in Chicago, and as a kid growing up, he lived near the Chicago area where Walgreens was a big drugstore in that area. And every day he remembered going to Walgreens. And at Walgreens, there was a guy there at the door, and he had been there for a lot of years. So let me read this to you. It says, he would arrive in a wheelchair, and because he had this powerful upper body strength, he would lift himself out of the chair onto the ground. He did this in winter. He did it in summer. He did it every single day. And then he would place a large plastic cup positioned between two stubs at his knee. He had been an amputee. So there he would sit in the entrance of Walgreens with this cup, having lowered himself from his wheelchair, asking for some support each day. And John Shea says, I gave him money, usually on my way out of Walgreens, most days. But one day, he said, I was approaching the store and I saw a woman squatting down right next to him, face to face. And I overheard her say with great animation, so you haven't lived in Chicago all of your life. And she had so much care. She was inquiring about his life, caring for him in a personal way. And John says, my dollar or two tossed in the cup every time I passed seemed impersonal and even demeaning. So I guess what I would just say tonight is that if we are to attempt to follow this Christ, if we're attempt to in some way commit ourselves more to that relationship with Christ, then the law that we must follow is really not some 613 prescriptions. It's the law that's in our hearts. It's a law that gives us that intuitive feeling to bend down and look at someone and to ask them a little bit about their life. That's the law. I knew this fellow that cleans this church when you leave it messy every Sunday night. There's a guy that cleans the church. He did it for 6 or 7 years. And I got to tell you, I didn't even know his name. I'd see him every night. Hi. I mean, I was nice to him. I gave him a little gift at Christmas, but I didn't know who he was. But one day, I was stopped dead in my tracks. And I said, here I am preaching. And he said, what are you doing? What's in your heart? Do you know the person that cleaned your office? Do you know his name? I hope you do. That's an elegant task. And Frederico is here faithfully every single night. And he works till 2 or 3 in the morning. His life is so much harder than mine could ever be. Can I tell you something, brothers and sisters? Frederico is going to be first in the kingdom of heaven. I'm going to be way in the back of the bus. My hope is, because I'm trying to be good to Frederico now, that somewhere along the line, when I get to heaven, he'll take me by the hand and say to the Lord, he was okay. That's the truth. So that's the Shema. That's the great command. We had a great week. We had an extraordinary death of a wonderful family. They lost their father and their husband, their son, young man, 3 beautiful children, special needs child. And the outpouring of the community and the people that were here and the love and the support was extraordinary. As difficult and as hard as it was, there was just that outpouring, that love that just surrounded them. Friday night, we had this wonderful thing at the Boys and Girls Club. So appreciative of our linkage in this city that there are 2 communities that want to take care of kids that would never have an advantage for life, both there and here at St. Monica's. Never get that opportunity. And so we celebrated that night together, our great effort. That's a wonderful thing. I had a beautiful baptism Saturday of the principal of our high school, Alex. He has a beautiful new son, and we held this young lad, Andrew, in the air. A wedding this Saturday of a couple, this fellow's in the RCIA now, and they're just a beautiful couple. And then as bookends to that, on Friday and Saturday, Bill Simon, a wonderful man of our community, who has a zeal for the engagement of laity, lay folks in our church and in the leadership of our church, he brought together people from across this nation. People from a parish in Charlotte that's doing extraordinary things in getting people to commit to Christ. Not just kind of hang back. Not just to come in late and go out early. Not just to kind of feel good about what's going on musically in the community. But engagement. When they first took the survey, 16% of their community was engaged by their standards. When I take that survey and it's at 16%, I'll kill you. But that's what it was. It was that small. And in 2 years, because of the work and effort and a whole variety of things, they've gone now to 32% of engagement of that community. And a man named Bob Buford, you wouldn't know who he is, but he was a man who really created Willow Creek and Saddleback, an extraordinary man, wanting to take the experience of his life, of his relationship with Christ, and lend it to the Catholic Church. It's extraordinary. So many wonderful people trying in their own way to live out that great Shema, that great command. And so, my brothers and sisters, it's pretty simple tonight. I really am just going to, that's enough. Just to look inside our heart, to find the law, and then with that intuitive spirit that's in us, to go do it. You get that thing, you know, to go visit someone or to say, we hear those things, but we dismiss them. And they're inside us. That law of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, it's there and it's with us. Amen.